Psalm 139 concludes with this prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, this psalm had begun with a statement of fact. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. And the psalm concludes with a prayer of request. O Lord, search me and know me. The whole prayer, but particularly the ending, expresses a desire to be pure. Therefore, the request was presented that he might be tested and approved before God. There's a great need for us to pray that petition today. Our best and clearest knowledge of ourselves is but imperfect and partial. Our self-examinations, however sincerely pursued, are insufficient. God must do the examining and evaluating if we would be revealed as we really are. But such a prayer for divine examination demands the deepest sincerity. Notice the verbs the psalmist used. Search, try, see, lead. And they each indicate a complete openness to God and a willingness to be evaluated as one truly is. Sincerity is further indicated in the areas of examination laid bare for God's scrutiny. Heart, thought, way. That's the total of man's being, including his thoughts and attitudes, his words and deeds. Only a very earnest seeker after God could pray that petition in full sincerity. There are four petitions in this prayer, so let us examine them one by one. First, search me, O God, and know my heart. Now that verb, search, means to search out, to investigate, to find out the truth. So the psalmist laid himself open to approval or to rejection when he prayed, search me, O God. The petition can be motivated only by a deep devotion to God, which is willing to face any issue if only it may result in a right relationship with God. Then consider the noun, heart. Know my heart, the psalmist prayed. The term heart occurs commonly in Scripture with the meaning of inmost personality, the inner person. It includes the mind, the emotion, and the will. However, since the thoughts are mentioned in the next petition, emphasis here is placed on the emotion. And if so, the prayer is, check me out, O Lord. See what is the supreme object of my devotion. Whom do I love above all others? Know the truth about me, and let me know it also. Now, would you be willing to pray such a prayer if you knew that God would answer it? The second petition is, try me and know my thoughts. That verb try means to test, to prove by testing. It's used in Zechariah 13:9 to describe the refining of gold and silver. Job 23:10 reads, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. To be tried, therefore, means more than to be examined by sight. It means to be put through the purifying fire. It means to indicate strong testing. The psalmist is willing to undergo such testing if it results in his being purified so as to be closer to God. Now notice the thoughts are in the realm for such trying. And the word thoughts found in verses 2 and verse 17 of this psalm, you understand my thoughts afar off, and how precious also are thy thoughts unto me. But that usage of thought means will or desire. This is a different word used in verse 23. Thoughts in this petition of our prayer means opinions, the content and conclusions of meditation. It looks to that to which the thought directs one. The petition really is, put me to the test of trial. Make sure I am reaching the correct conclusions in my thoughts and opinions. Would you be willing to pray that prayer if you knew God would answer it? The third petition is, see if there be any wicked way in me. Now, this third petition of the prayer is a further request to identify any element of ungodliness by which the man of God would be less than he desires to be under God. He asked God to see if there was any wickedness in him. That's a request for God to examine, consider, look, and evaluate. It suggests that God's standards, not man's, were to be the guideline of judgment. So let God see whether the psalmist met the divine standard. The way of which the writer speaks means trodden path. It suggests reference to one's course of life. That he was concerned about the possible presence of any wicked way indicates his desire for holiness. Now, wicked way means a way of grief, whether the grief is caused by repentance or by discipline. So the petition is, examine me carefully and evaluate what you see, that you may identify any course of life in me which would lead me to regret or sorrow. Is that a petition you're willing to pray? It suggests a willingness to change if the Lord reveals there is such a wicked way. The fourth petition is, lead me in the way everlasting. Now that word lead is full of meaning. It means to go before, to lead forth. So the petition suggests the psalmist was willing to follow any way that God would go. It reminds one of a petition recorded in Psalm 5:8. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. It is a petition for the help of God in directing life after the pattern, which would be like following the footsteps of God day by day. But what is the way everlasting? It means the way which will endure because it is right. It is an age-lasting way, not one temporary because of the change in man, but eternal because of the changelessness of God. Is that a petition you're ready to offer God? Will you be done with all that is temporary, that you may follow in the things which are eternal? To present those four petitions suggests a willingness to hear and heed the answer that God gives, however it may come. It is a petition of one who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, and God grant that will be your prayer today and each day. And so we have come to the end of our survey of Psalm 139. We have seen the omniscience of God manifest through the psalm. We've pointed out that God knows us personally. He knows us thoroughly. He knows us constantly. He knows us affectionately. He knows us redemptively. And we might well conclude with saying with the psalmist, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. But the greater wonder is that knowing us as he does, he still loves us. Dear Father, let the truth reveal through this psalm that knowing us as you do, you love us just the same. And let it bring forth a harvest of holy living in our lives day by day as we remember your constant watch care and loving concern. In Jesus' name, amen.